Some organizations also have different strategies, like they can have recruiting events in which they can showcase their products and services. They can have live talk with those interested in joining the team. Some organizations also outsource their recruitment function to recruiting firms. So based on whatever methodology that is used, the ultimate objective is obviously to increase the strength of the sales team. Next important activity can be advertising for sales staff, because advertising will reach a lot of people and interested candidates can apply for it. One should advertise both online as well as in print so that the message reaches maximum and the funnel will be broader at the top, so that recruiting the right candidate will be very easy and you will get appropriate sample. So these strategies can be used for recruiting the right salesperson, for making your sales team stronger, specifically focusing on the outlets that cater to audience who fit the profile for your ideal recruit. The selection process is very important once someone has decided to join your organization. The selection includes a careful check on the salesperson's mental abilities, physical characteristics, experience, personality, and personal background. Personal background check, again, can be outsourced. There are specialized agencies. However, the mental abilities, the physical characteristics, experience, as well as personality can be tested with written exams, with group discussions, as well as with personal interviews. Interviewing sales staff is essential for successful recruitment process. And when you interview, if you have a print of the mental abilities, the character abilities, you will have a better information for asking the questions to the candidate who will be joining your organization. So interviewing sales staff is essential to a successful recruitment process. And now when the interview actually happens, the interview should include the standard questions that deal with the candidate's skills, experience, and work history. So once you have a profile in front of you, you can easily create questions which will decide whether that person will be able to easily fit in into the sales team and become an asset for the sales team. A decision to hire after the written test, which includes aptitude, intelligence, psychology, and achievement test, will be very useful for making a decision whether to recruit or not to recruit. Interviews and physical examination are also required for certain critical jobs. Like when we see that the salesperson has to be on the field and it requires a good stamina, it requires a good physical attributes to cope with such conditions. In such scenarios, a physical examination may also be required. And obviously, reference checks will help the organization to understand what some of the trusted people have to say about the person whom you are going to recruit. And once all this is ascertained, a formal offer can be issued for recruiting such salesperson. Salespersons are generally paid compensation in two parts. Obviously, one is the fixed part and other is the variable part. The variable part is based on the performance of the salesperson. It not only encourages the person himself, but it becomes an example for others to compare their inputs, as well as it can set an expectation on them to perform better than what they are. So fixed part and variable part are very important components of a good compensation for the salesperson. The variable part can be in the form of incentives, fringe benefits, bonus, perks, profit sharing, as well as other facilities based on the performance of the candidates. So a lot of innovation and creativity is built into to understand what can motivate, what can attract a salesperson so that he can put in an extra effort to get those variable parts which ultimately can increase into the sales of the organization. Compensation for the sales force are designed to reward an individual salesperson in direct proportion to their effort and performance. It is not only to reward, but it helps him to be consistent in his performance so that one reward can lead to another. And it also helps the company to assist in meeting its sales projection and ultimately the vision and goal of the organization. Sometimes a flat commission is also paid. It's sort of a partnership. So when a flat commission is paid to the salesperson after closing the predetermined sales volumes, especially when there are bulk orders. So here we had talked about the leadership skills, the communication skills, the negotiation skills. So here some additional efforts are put and an additional reward is provided. Field salespersons are also provided reimbursement of travel expenses, meals, lodging, entertainment expenses, etc., so that they don't have to pinch their pockets, especially for the work that is done for the organization. So the organization is very proactive in encouraging the field staff to do the right expenses for the job that is required to be done by them. So these expenses are reimbursed to them periodically. The most common expenses that are reimbursed are travel expenses, the meals, then lodging expenses, and even in some cases, entertainment expenses like buying some newspapers, magazines, going to some clubs, etc., etc., which can help the employee, which can help the salesperson to develop a rapport, develop a relationship with the target customer. When it comes to new recruits, the new recruits have to get a special training, which is generally called as an induction program, in which they are trained about the tasks associated about the jobs and briefed about the people in various groups with whom they must interact. So the training has to be very, very informative, because the new recruit is not aware about what exactly the existing situation, what exactly the existing market. So when they are trained into this aspect, it becomes a very, very easy for them to immediately start their action, which will be an add-on to the team's effort. The entire organization plan is explained to the new recruits. Sales organization also pay attention to involving the new employee in socializing for optimizing the value of Salesforce. Because as we see, it is not just one customer, but it is the close relations of the customer as well as distant relations of those who are having some relationship with the existing customer. So socializing can help the salesperson to optimize the value of sales, to increase his sales customers' contacts, and that is how ultimately it will add on the value of the sales force in terms of achievement. Some businesses hire sales staff and place them on probation, which gives a chance to the organization to be very sure before giving them responsible work. So once during the probation, if this employee is out of proper training, out of proper performance, deliver what the organization wants, that gives the confidence for the employer to give them a permanent position so that they can be offered higher responsibilities. Probation can last from a few weeks to several months and may include mentoring on the job, training or a higher level of supervision from supervisors. A good salesman will require minimal intervention. However, a person, a misfit, in spite of interventions, he may not be able to deliver. And that is how every organization gets an opportunity to filter out the unwanted and encourage and nurture those who can fit into the winning sales team. Businesses may use general feedback from customers and supervisors or specific sales figures and predetermined goals to determine whether to keep a sales staff member beyond the probation period. Because whoever is dealing with such probationary salesperson will be in a better position to understand whether such probationary person is delivering, whether he is going proper direction for meeting the customer, fulfilling the role, the job that is described for him. And that is also another way of businesses to ensure that the right person stays in the sales team. Now let us understand what type of sales training programs can be designed. Ultimate objective: to groom the newbies as well as the existing performing sales team. The salespersons are provided shorter programs on specified topics as well as periodic refresher courses to check their application of sales skills. So we have both product programs as well as enhanced programs. Both are required for the growth of a salesperson. It gives them great confidence for significant improvement in their overall performance. The sales training program is directly related with the company's marketing objectives and well as strategies. So it will be a mix of the corporate vision, mission, goals, objectives, as well as the products and services offered by the company. In today's cutthroat competition, stronger emphasis is placed on winning over the customer by providing solution to customer problems, to customer pain points, as well as building stronger relationship. The training program helps the salesperson to improve productivity and prepare for facing the realities of life. So it is not only educating him on the knowledge about products and services, it also imparts him the life skills to improve internally, to improve his personality, to not only get the best out of himself, but also to convince and persuade the customer to buy the company's products and services, to build relationship with the company. Salesperson are also taught the basic communication skills, because everyone communicates in their own way. Communicating in the right way, especially by using the soft skills, will help a salesperson to convert a suspect into a prospect and finally close calls favorably with a sales conversion, or at least by generating some referrals. It doesn't matter whether the conversion doesn't happen, but if that person gives you referrals of the known person, any referral from a known person is giving a better chances of conversion than trying to convince a stranger or a suspect. Special mentoring sessions are also held for improving customer relations and self-management, including personality development, like dress code, grooming, body language, listening skills, manners and etiquettes. All these are scientific skills and needs to be adhered at the topmost level, so that whatever impression that the customer gets is of top class, is of world class salesperson actually having interactions with him. In addition to the individual selling skills, more emphasis is given for team scaling skills, time management skills, computer assisted skills, and legal constraints on scaling. Brand talk and objection handling techniques are specifically taught to prevent any bad name for the company. So it is not only everything good, but any consequential impact that can happen because of certain behavior, because of certain attitude of the customer, is also taught to the salesperson so that he is a complete salesperson, aware about not only what to do, but also what not to be done. One of the most popular selling skills method, scientifically applied technique, is the Spanko method. When I say Spanko, every letter of this Spanko has a particular meaning. It is easy to remember and easy to apply. Let us see one by one. S stands for the survey of customer or suspecting the customer. Like, you are in any market, you should be aware about what type of customers are there in that market. Only then you will be able to send messages to them for converting the suspects into the prospects. Now, the prospects will create high probability of giving you sales, but the prospects will directly won't come to you on their own easily. They need to be approached, and for approaching, you need to have an appointment with them at their convenient time. After approaching comes to understand the needs, because only when you understand their needs, you can present them the right product based on their need, which can solve their problem. And here you may have certain objections from the customer, different types of objections. There may be some shortcomings, someone else may be offering some better products. Hence, you need to negotiate with the customer, convincing him them in spite of all the objections raised, clarifying the objections and convincing the customer that the product offered by you would be the best fit for him, and any shortcomings can be rectified, will be rectified over a period of time. So that builds a confidence for the customer that he is not only offered the best, but whatever he desires is also or will also be taken care of. And once this happens, you get the order, you close the order, and once the order is closed, you process the order, deliver what is ordered for the customer. And that's not all. After servicing, after the order is delivered, you also need to service the order, clarify all the doubts, help the customer in using the product. And that's how the relationship is built. The customer will come to you for every order or any new products that you offer in the future. Many companies are also using web-based training, which is a special way of giving inputs to the salesperson from wherever they are. It saves cost, especially when there is in-class training. You need to hire a hall, you need to hire all those hospitality arrangements and all. However, such trainings can be taken by the salesperson at their own home, at from their own office, at remote places. So this is a very good methodology of training the candidates. A wide variety of methods are used for imparting training to the salesperson. Some of them are lectures, role playing, case discussions, demonstrations, gaming, playing audio as well as video cassettes on effective selling techniques. Because imparting training need not be only through presentations or lectures. You can have them involved in playing the role. You can help them solving some cases. You can demonstrate the way it has to be delivered, especially communication skills. You can involve them in gaming so that games also teach them or give them some message. You can have some playing audio, video cassettes, wherein actual delivery of some model cases, model salesperson will help them create their own effective selling techniques. You can send them to some seminars, to some workshops, so that they can learn various do's and don'ts of selling. Leadership programs are also very important, because today's salesperson can become a CMO or a general manager of tomorrow. So only when they are groomed, not only in the product knowledge, but enhancing their inner capabilities, then only a leader can be created out of them. So leadership programs are also conducted to inspire the salesperson into higher level of teamwork. Leadership programs along with networking programs, networking skills enhancing programs are also taught so that they can have a wide canvas of their contacts whom they can contact as well as build relationships out of it. The final aspect of this organizing staffing and training is evaluate. You have recruited the right person, you have provided them the right training, but are they effective or not? Are your training programs bringing out the best out of it? This can be done by evaluating the training programs conducted for the salesperson. Accurate sales training evaluation is very important today due to the tighter budgets and the needs. You cannot just keep on spending on training, but whatever resources you are spending should bring out the best of the salesperson. Evaluating sales training is a necessary function to ensure that the new and the current sales force is maximizing its sales skills and leverages company's resources. There is also an improvement of salesperson, the sales force, the sales team, as well as this is actually seen in the growth in the numbers of the sales, the profits, etc., etc. Evaluation can be made more efficient with employee input and emerging technology. Employees' numbers are already there. However, it can be further tested by them taking some written questions based on their perceptions. So that can also be analyzed. So, and we can understand how good they have become. The effectiveness of the training programs are evaluated to determine the value of training. It's not only helpful in determining the value of training, but it can also help to improve the design for future programs. Because training programs are designed based on certain requirements, but the requirements are dynamic and keeps on changing. So the training program also accordingly has to improve, and then only it will serve the needs of the salesperson in the future too. Some companies use written tests to understand the assimilation and learning of trainings, where the outcomes are measured against the objectives for which the training was designed. There is no fixed rule for this. Every organization will have different methods in analyzing and evaluating the training performance. After correct evaluation, the trainer should implement programs that offer continuing education that builds upon the initial training. Trainer should also quantify which demographics require additional training and consider segmenting the sales training into different groups of existing sales. Just like your selling skills can be different in different regions, your training can also be different based on the age groups, based on the experience, based on the position of the salesperson. So wherever additional training is required, it should be provided. Wherever additional training is required based on the market segments, the different groups of existing sales persons based on the new hires or the sales senior salespersons, that plugging in has to happen in the training inputs. By offering continuing training and matching individual sales results, one can maximize the return on investment by properly evaluating the sales training. So right training for the right person will definitely provide accomplishment of the objectives and the sales growth of the company. Thank you.